The Cuban Missile Crisis is one of the most significant events of the 20th century, a time when the world stood on the brink of nuclear annihilation. This event, which occurred in October 1962, signified not only the heights of the Cold War tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union, but also changed the course of history, delineated the power dynamics of the post-war world, and played an essential role in shaping a world order that gradually led towards easing of conflicts. To understand the Cuban Missile Crisis, it is essential to delve into the background, a period that saw increased hostilities between the newly emerged superpowers after the Second World War, with the U.S. symbolizing the capitalist bloc and the Soviet Union representing the communist world. The global order was polarized. As the Soviets aimed to disseminate their influence worldwide, Washington considered it a threat to its hegemony and the democratic world order, leading to a series of conflicts known as the Cold War. During the 1950s, Cuba emerged as a new front in this Cold War. Previously under the dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista, a pro-American government, the island nation saw a revolution led by Fidel Castro come to power in 1959. Castro's socialist agenda and nationalization of American enterprises led to strained U.S.-Cuba relations. This gave the Soviet Union an opportunity to expand its influence in Latin America, leading to an alliance between the USSR and Cuba. The failed Bay of Pigs invasion by the U.S. also strengthened Cuba's resolve to ally with the Soviets. The year 1962 marked the height of the Cold War, known as the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Soviets began building ballistic missile sites in Cuba, a move seen by the U.S. as aggressive and a significant threat given Cuba's proximity to American shores. Upon detecting Soviet missile activity during an aerial reconnaissance, President Kennedy faced the quintessential Cold War dilemma. A defensive retaliation could escalate into a nuclear war, but no response would embolden the communist expansion. A series of intense negotiations followed rigorous debates about the U.S.'s appropriate response. Kennedy ultimately decided on a naval blockade of Cuba, refraining from direct military action. The blockade was successful, but the tense standoff continued between the two superpowers. In a surprising turn of events, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev sent Kennedy two letters with differing demands. The U.S., choosing to respond to the more conciliatory first letter, agreed not to invade Cuba and privately pledged to dismantle its missile bases in Turkey, leading the Soviets to stand down and ending the crisis. The aftermath of the crisis was a turning point in the Cold War. Both superpowers realized the potential for missteps leading to nuclear war, and the crisis brought about a period of détente in U.S.-Soviet relations. The establishment of a hotline between Washington and Moscow, the Limited Test Ban Treaty in 1963, and the Non-Proliferation Treaty in 1968 demonstrated an increased emphasis on diplomacy and negotiation. The Cuban Missile Crisis also had lasting implications for global politics. The crisis put the United Nations in a pivotal role, demonstrating its value in international crisis management. On another level, the crisis highlighted the damaging potential of nuclear arms, playing a critical role in shaping the trajectory of the 20th century's nuclear disarmament movements. The Cuban Missile Crisis stands as a testament to the dangerous extremes that ideological conflict can reach. It also signifies the value of diplomacy, negotiation, and international cooperation in diffusing tensions. From the Cold War era to the current geopolitical scenario, the lessons from the Cuban Missile Crisis continue to have tremendous relevance.